A Wall Street tycoon at the centre of America's biggest insider trading scandal in a generation has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. The billionaire hedge fund manager Raj Rajaratnam was also fined $10 million. Prosecutors had argued for an even tougher sentence of 20 years in jail. I'm joined in the studio now by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Pete, good morning. A big case and a very controversial one.
Well, that's right. And today's sentence of 11 years is the culmination of 2 years' work by US prosecutors. And in the lead-up, 24 others were arrested, convicted and sentenced. But today was the biggest victory, with the billionaire kingpin Raj Rajaratnam receiving the toughest sentence yet in the US for insider trading. And the judge described him as a virus on business culture. As the founder of his Galleon hedge fund, Rajaratnam used a network of informants to trade in corporate secrets that made him $64 million. And the master of the Rolodex, as he became known, was caught out in a series of telephone wiretaps, and here's one that was used to seal the conviction.
We know, because one of our guys is on the board, we know that they're going to put $41 million in escrow. It's a $250 million deal, right?
Yes, right.
And I know they're going to close before October 31st. So I can't buy anymore because I own 25% of the company. So I thought it was an opportunity for me to buy for you.
One of the telephone wiretaps used in Raj Rajaratnam's trial on insider trading. Peter, despite concerns that the sentence is too light, this is still a very big win for US prosecutors.
And that's right, even more so because insider trading is notoriously difficult to prove, and prosecutors push the law to the brink in being able to use wiretaps as evidence. While they think the sentence is light on, 11 years is still more than any other insider trader has received in the United States. Even so, the New York lawyer and former US prosecutor Bruce Baird says it's almost impossible to outlaw greed.
It's been rampant in securities markets throughout human history. I think the urge to win and greed are basic human instincts, and on Wall Street there's a lot of money to win. So I don't really think the length of sentence is going to deter very many people for very long. The forces you're dealing with, the things that people will do to make money, transcend any sentence that you could possibly give one particular person.
A former US prosecutor there, Bruce Baird. Peter Ryan, is Raj Rajaratnam straight off to jail?
Not just yet. He's been ordered to surrender on November the 28th. For now, he'll remain under house arrest in his luxury Manhattan apartment. After that, he'll serve his term at a prison in North Carolina, which also happens to house the Ponzi scheme operator Bernard Madoff, who's serving a life sentence.
Well, those two get together, look out. Business editor Peter Ryan, thank you.